Hello, beautiful friends. Welcome to the Goddess Activation Podcast, where we dive deep into all the things divine feminine energy, pleasure, healing, sensuality, and really living connected with our bodies. I'm your host, Nikita Anand, spiritual embodiment coach and Kundalini and Tantra facilitator. And if you're ready to remember, reclaim, and activate the ancient wisdom that has always been within your body, stay tuned. Welcome back to the Goddess Activation Podcast. Today, we're going to talk about some interesting topics, which is luck and our responsibility to a certain degrees that pays into our perspective on luck. And the reason this topic is coming to me is that yesterday I posted an Instagram story with a snippet of Brian and I's like text conversation, and I was sharing that we truly get to choose our version of our dream relationship that we get to have, meaning we get to choose that we only want this and nothing less than. But this also means that if you are in a relationship or you're meeting people, you're meeting someone, and it feels good in your body, it feels good for that person as well, and everything is like good and you like it, and then sometimes things are coming up, you can turn that relationship into your both version of dream relationship. It might take some work. Some people might find each other and it just like from the beginning on, it's for both of you, your version of your dream relationship. Some relationships you might get to learn how to talk deeper, how to communicate, how to express your fears, your doubts, how to express your love in different ways that the other person can also receive it well, right? So being in a dream relationship doesn't only mean that it will just be handed to you on a golden tablet and here you are. It can be that, but it can also mean that you get to work for it and you get to cultivate it together. That's first. And then second, someone messaged saying like, oh, she's so happy to hear that and it's beautiful and that she wished that she could have something like that as well. And that she feels like sometimes other people just are more lucky than her in life and in this regard. So that's what inspired this podcast episode. So when I hear people put something only on luck, I don't know. I don't fully agree with that. I think maybe there's luck involved, maybe not. Like everyone gets to decide for themselves which things are based on luck and which things are based on other factors as well. I do want to say that privilege is a huge, huge thing, of course, right? Like depending on what financial situation you were brought up in, depending on what kind of parents, what kind of home situation, which country, like all these things, of course, are a huge factor in how you perceive life. So I don't want to reduce that role. So privilege is a thing. Maybe you consider privilege a part of luck as well. Maybe you don't. Maybe you just see it as a thing the way that it is. So there is privilege. We're not going to dive deeper into that. We're going to talk more about luck outside of privilege. So with luck, of course, it's possible that there's luck. And I believe that we truly, and I not only believe, but I know that we are in every moment co-creating life, whether we want it or not, whether we are aware of it or not. Our upbringing, our beliefs are co-creating the life that we want or that we don't want. And the way we are thinking, the way we are being present in life, the way we are taking action and which actions and which ways of living, they all play a role in how life turns out for us. I think luck is more than just, oh, it just happened because you are worthy of it and you are not. No, I believe situations come to us sometimes purely because life is giving us those situations. And then also, oftentimes, a lot of people put a clear vision, a clear manifestation, a clear direction that they say, I want to go into this direction. I want this. I will not settle down for less. I will rewire any patterns, any old blocks, any old trauma, any old belief systems that are standing in the way of that. And I will do everything I can that is in my power to go into that direction. I will get it. I will work for it. I will fully trust and believe in it. And then those things come to us. And this is what I believe. I do believe that there's, of course, some sort of luck involved in life as well. But I belief that we are so much more powerful than just waiting for luck to save us on the day when life decides we are finally worthy enough. That's not what I believe. I believe we are so powerful. We have such a huge co-creative power in life that whenever we, whatever we do, whatever we believe, whatever we think, that but also whatever is in our bodies physically, emotionally, energetically, is co-creating with life. If there's a lot of old trauma, a lot of old fears, a lot of old blocks in our bodies, life is giving us the situations to look within. Life is mirroring to us what is inside of us, what do we get to look at within our subconscious, within our bodies, within our energy. What do we get to release? What do we get to let go of? What do we get to free ourselves from to be more like our true self, to follow our soul, to follow and create the life that we really, really want? Looking at your upbringing, looking at the belief system that your parents, your teachers, your friends and family around you told you or thought you play a huge role as well. Do you still want to believe all of that? Do you want to believe most of it, but you also want to change some of the beliefs around some of those topics? Then go for it. We all have the huge, huge, huge power to literally change any belief system, to change any or work with any fears, any doubts, any things that might be coming up in our bodies, in our life, in our situation. I feel like life is our playground. I mean, I'm in this body. It's beautiful. If there's some things I don't like about it, I can change it with exercise, with working out, with all other things. But I'm in this body. My body is the way it is. There are things that I can change about it. There are things that I cannot change about it. So why not just accept it and learn to love it? First of all, this. Second, we have this life. We're literally, like, I see ourselves as A, souls, B, beautiful co-creators in this life. But then also three, sometimes I see ourselves as puppets. Literally just, like, not puppets, like, in the political way, but, dolls, like, play figures that are just literally doing whatever we want in this life because we can. I mean, have you ever thought about how there's whole streets and cities and whole systems in place that us humans have created with our imagination and now we are living in it? Animals are not doing that. Animals are not living in a city which has, I don't know, 5-lane highways. Like, this is so crazy to me that us humans, that we created that. For me, it's the same as little children who are playing with dolls and are, like, living in their fantasy world with their unicorns and horses and, like, farmers and other doll figures. For me, this is the same what we are living, and we get to create the life that we want. Have you ever started to connect or dive deeper into a certain topic, and the next few days or weeks or months, those opportunities with this new topic have been coming up in your life, whether it's a new job, whether it is a new hobby, whether it's a new like-minded friend circle? Manifestation is so freaking real. And manifestation, I don't want to say that it only works then, but it works so much better, faster, and deeper if you take the responsibility that is on your side of cleaning up your side of the street, cleaning up what you are believing, what old patterns or old feelings, old energies, old programmings are within your body, within your subconscious, cleaning that up, letting any fears, any doubts, any of that come up, let it teach you what is deeper there. What part of you wants love, wants attention, needs your focus to be rewired, to be loved, to be accepted? And as you do this journey, you truly get to create the life that you want every single step of the way. And I talk more about manifestation in the previous episodes if you scroll down. I want to share this as a reminder for those who have been waiting on luck to save you. Yes, pray for it, visualize it, manifest it, and also take responsibility in where you might be playing a role in playing the old life, practicing the old patterns that haven't brought you further. We've all heard this quote. It's not exactly that, but from Einstein, something like, your old thinking cannot give you new solutions. So we need and get to take responsibility for any old patterns, any old beliefs, any old things that are keeping us in the same old loop, break free from them, and really, with awareness, with presence, take the actions, believe the beliefs, feel the feelings of what we really, really, really want in this life. And this is the work that I do in the 90-minute healing sessions and in our 3-month deep dive package. So if you're ready to really create the change, really create the breakthroughs, dive deeper into your healing and growth journey, you can click the links in the show notes or the links in my Instagram bio to learn more about the 90-minute healing sessions or to learn more about the 3-month deep dive to really create the life that you want. Just one session can completely change on how you are operating and what you are thinking and how you're feeling towards your life and or singular topics. And 3 months of working together will literally completely change the way you operate in this life. You can read, there's so many testimonials and stories from previous clients that are on the website. So if you're like, I want this, and I also want to hear from other people who have worked with Nikita, you can go on my website. You will see different testimonials all throughout the website. Working with me means creating change in your life. This is what I'm here for. And if you want to dive deeper into that, I would love, love, love to support you.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. We would love to hear what your favorite takeaways were by DMing us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram. If you would leave a 5-star review on this podcast or share it with your friends and family and in your IG story and tagging us at Soul Coach Nikita, that would greatly help us spread the message and reach even more people. If there is anything that you wish and desire for us to cover in this podcast, please DM us at Soul Coach Nikita on Instagram and we will try our best to cover it. Sending you so much love. XOXO Nikita.